Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good to be here. It's always good to be here, isn't it? Great time of prayer this morning. I had a great time of worship yesterday. I went to Brighton and Hove Albion football match. Worship ground full of 23,000 people all rejoicing. Well, a few of them from Milton Keynes, who lost 2-1. I haven't been to a football match for years, but I thought, well, the Milton Keynes guys were doing a really good job, all 600 of them amongst this 23,000. Couldn't follow what they were saying, but they were doing a good job of the rah-rah. But I thought, guys, and I even had to say, which... Are Brighton and Hove the yellow ones, or are they the blue ones? I don't know, because I went with Sam. Okay, I'm not. I like football, but I'm not a great fan. But I thought, what's the matter with you people? You guys don't really know how to worship. This is a worship service, quite clearly, but you don't know how to do it. So I taught them how to encourage people. Come on! Come on, you boys! And they're all just going like this. I thought, well, it's a football match. What's the matter with you? You want to learn to worship? Come to church. We'll teach you how to worship. Come on. People, come on. God's good, and God has got stuff today. God has got stuff for you today. Okay? He has got something for you. This is not for the person next to you. This is for you. Yvonne, this is for you. Marie, this is for you. Everybody, that Marie, this is for you today. Okay? God's at work and he's got stuff today. So just tune your ears. We're going to follow with communion. And communion is a great time to seal a deal with the Lord. So we're going to spend a time of response. But the communion is a point where we say, I am going to receive from God the grace I need. Yeah? Because he's given it to you. Yeah, he's given it to you. On a plate, he's given it to you. He's poured it out to you. So communion is a great time to say, Lord, you've been saying this to me, and I'm going to seal the deal. So I'm just saying, be ready, Joel, for God to speak to your heart. Be ready to respond to what God is saying. Be ready to receive something from God because the kingdom is advancing. The kingdom is advancing and we're called and graced to advance along with it. We're not spectators, we're partakers. We've been given the right to be the sons of God. I just love that. That fires my blood, that one. That's the right God has given you, Frank. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take it from you. So I'm going to go through a few scriptures today. This is going to be a little different. The Lord's given me a word as well, which I'll share. But the kingdom is advancing! Exclamation mark. And we advance with it. So Revelation 1:8, we have the God who was, past tense, the God who is today, and the God who is to come, okay? Everything lies ahead with God. God is always looking ahead. When Jesus taught us how to pray, Matthew 6:10, it was for us to pray with all our heart and passion, not nicely, not formally, not in Latin. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have to get it in your guts and bring it to birth. Like Elijah calling down the rain, crouching down like a woman with his head between his knees. I don't know how anybody could do that, but he did. And bringing down the rain because he smells it in the air. He knows it's happening. God's laid it on his heart and he brings it in with prayer. So we have that kingdom and God has put it in our hearts to call it down. Isaiah 9, 2 and 3. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation. Say enlarged. Enlarged. You have increased their joy. Say increase. Increase. This is a kingdom that enlarges and increases. It never recedes. And we enlarge and increase along with it. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. Now, this is the amplified version of the next bit. For to us a child shall be born. Come on, that's to us. To us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and there shall be no end to the increase of his government and of peace. No end ever to that. He shall rule on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forward and forevermore. Say forevermore.
Forevermore.
Isaiah wrote that a long, long time ago. It's happening. It's continuing to happen. It will continue to happen, and we're part of it. It's increase of his government, his rule, putting stuff right, bringing peace to this earth, bringing wisdom, bringing justice, lifting up the poor. This is the heart of God that he wants to put on the heart of his people, that we carry the same burden, the same desire to do that. Ooh, from that time forwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us spreads and makes evidence everywhere the sweet fragrance that is in this room today of the knowledge of him." How does the kingdom extend? By sharing your heart with others. Yeah? By sharing your heart with others. Graham, where's Graham? You're a fisher of men, not just of bass, and you know it. It's in your heart to do it. Larry, it's true of you too. It's true of a lot of people in this room.
Amen.
Yeah? Okay, you're not going to settle until you bring them in. You're not going to be a collector of fishing rods. You're going to use them. Hallelujah. So the kingdom extends as we give it away, because that's all God has ever done with us, is to give it away to us, to give it away, to give away his love, to give away his passion, to give away his power. He's the only absolute ruler who's ever given away his power. That's what he does. He's amazing. He's amazing. And this kingdom, this desire, God has set it in our hearts. Hebrews 11 talks about longing for a better country. It talks about longing for a lasting city, because we know we haven't got it yet. We know there's more, don't we? We know there's more. Come on, Stuart, you know there's more. There's more. God's put it in our hearts. This is not it. There's more. Sometimes I get fed up with a longing, but God says, I love the fact that you're longing. Because you haven't given up your hope. You've held on to your hope, and you're holding on to your hope, and you're walking in your hope. Why do we long? Because Ecclesiastes 3:11, Solomon saw it. He's planted eternity. The Amplified says a sense of divine purpose in the human heart. And the Amplified explains that as being a mysterious longing, which nothing under the sun can satisfy apart from him. How many of us know that? Nothing under the sun can satisfy what's in your heart. God put it there. God will fulfill it. It's in all of us. And it's in those who are not in these seats yet, who we prayed in this morning and called in this morning. It's in the names of the people that God has put on your heart to see brought into the kingdom. It's in the people groups that God has put on your heart to see come into the kingdom. That longing is already in their hearts because God put it in there from birth. It was always there. It will always be there. And for us, we just have to sometimes breathe on it. Give the mirror a wipe, okay? But God's put it there for them. And we, God's people, are called to advance along with his kingdom. If his kingdom is always advancing and we are part of his kingdom, then we are called to advance. Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I've already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Take hold is a bit lame. I don't think Paul means that. He's lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. So nobody can snatch it from our hand. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, straining towards what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Guys, don't get weary. Press on, press on, Press on, press on, press on. Lay hold. So what is the prize and the goal? It's to see the kingdom established on earth as it is in heaven. To see the Lion of Judah break every chain. To see that Lamb of God wipe away every tear. To lift up the poor from the ash heap and seat them among the princes of their people. To see righteousness, justice, kindness, goodness, grace and mercy established in this earth. Doesn't that fire your heart? That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom, and nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. Okay, well, it's coming anyway when Jesus returns. Why not just wait? Why not just enjoy the life and the world he's given us and just wait? Because it's going to come. He was, he is to come. It's going to come. He will wipe away every tear from every eye. There will be no more mourning. There will be no more grieving. There will be no more sighing. All of that's going to go. Death is going to go. Why not just wait? Because this earth needs to be saved. God has put us on this earth to establish that kingdom. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is among you. It's within you. It's within you. Barbara, it's within you. The kingdom's within you. It's a fragrance that comes from you. It's there in you. And he's put it in our hearts. Fred and Albert, he's put it in your hearts. For that fragrance to come forth. Come on, it delights you. I know it does. Ooh, hallelujah. The Great Commission is to see individuals and nations yield to the King of Kings. Do get Pastor Collins' book. It's called The Lord's Orchard, but it's about the thing he's been running with for a long time, which is Reformation. Now, when we hear the word Reformation, we tend to think of Luther. That's not really what's on his heart. But it is about seeing the kingdom established through the church, seeing righteousness established, seeing people, God's people, raised up to be influencers and shapers, nation shakers and nation shapers. And praise God, we're doing a Revelation TV program on his book, which is great. So I'm going to do an interview with him on November the 23rd, I think, for an hour, which is really good. So we have been put on this earth to be some earthly use. If it wasn't so, why didn't God just cut out the middleman? If our destiny is heaven where it's all going to be right, God, take away the stress, cut out the middleman. I don't want to be here. Just take me there. In fact, why were we ever born? To be some earthly use. Well, we're here. Is that right, Isabel? Yeah, come on. That's it. That's it. We're part of God's redemption purposes, which is such a privilege. We have the right to be sons and heirs. We have the calling and the equipping to share in his work, in his kingdom, and to play a part in his eternal purposes. Fantastic. But God is love. And however huge those purposes, at the heart of them all is you. It's a person. It's one person and it's you. It's you, Sue. At the heart of everything, his eyes are on you. God is love. He's not a dictator where he has his grand goal and forgets the individual because it's all about the state. It's all about the big plan. It's not. God is love. It's all about you. You have a role in the big plan. But you also, along with the big plan, have a future and a hope, a purpose and an eternal destiny. And you are loved. You are valued, Terry. You are important. You are the center of his eye, the center of his affection. Everything he does is to raise you up and give you dignity. God is so good. So what is it then that keeps us from advancing? Well, all of our lives are contested. There's an enemy. We may face discouragement, dismay, disappointment, discontentment. There's lots of disses out there. We may be overwhelmed by our sense of history, a sense of failure. But God is always looking forward. God is always looking forward, and he's underwritten every failing. Actually, not just the ones we've done, but the ones we will do. They're all underwritten. Not just the rubbish we did, but the good stuff we didn't do. It's all underwritten. It's all underwritten. It's all underwritten. Thank God it's all underwritten. Because when you face and stand in the presence of perfect love, no one in the presence of perfect love, let alone perfect holiness, perfect justice, let alone that. But when you stand in the presence of perfect love, you'll need to know that what you didn't do, the love you didn't give, has been underwritten. You'll need to know it, and we can know it. Because Jesus has saved us. He saved us from that. So God isn't put off by our failings. He sees us as perfect in Christ. It's amazing, but he does. And he sees a world, because in his heart he sees a world that will be made perfect in Christ. His eyes are on the kingdom and God's promise. And we were singing about it this morning. Thank you. A future and a hope. It's for all of us. It's for the people that aren't yet in these seats. It's only a yet. So what do? We keep our hearts set on God. And we keep going. Psalm 84, 5. Blessed, made happy, are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. God set eternity in your heart. It's our choice. He set that. It was his choice. It's our choice to set our hearts on pilgrimage. I'm going to see it happen, Lord. I'm going to see the longing of my heart fulfilled. I'm going to see your kingdom come. I'm going to bring that to birth. What you've purposed for my life, I am going to bring it to birth by your grace, with your help. But I'm going to yield to you, Lord, and let you do it. Listen here, because this is particularly relevant for some folks. Psalm 84, 6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, which is weeping, they make it a place of springs. Now, some of us will have been going through a place of weeping. There's two bits of good news here. You will pass through it. When Churchill said, if you find yourself going through hell, keep going. You don't lie down there. You keep going. You will pass through it. And secondly, because God's put his spirit and his life in you, which is unquenchable and indestructible, you will turn that place of sadness. You will turn that place of weeping into a place of springs. Fresh water will come up as you bring that to the cross, as you yield it to God, as you guard your heart. Fresh water will come up from that place of weeping. That's a word for some people here today. Today, set your heart to pass through it. Set your heart to bring it to the Lord. Set your heart to let him turn that into fresh water. Richard brought a word earlier about autumn rains. I actually left it out of here, but it's partly in this scripture here. But God brings rain to refresh the land. God will bring rain to refresh you. And the point of the autumn rains, it's irrelevant to us here, but if you're in a hot country, you want rain in the autumn, not just in the spring. He sends the rain in and out of season. It's his season. It goes on. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And this is how the Amplified unpacks it. Blessed is the one who believes in you, who relies on you, who commits himself to you. With confident hope and expectation. What the Lord wants to do today is raise your confidence in him. He wants to raise your expectation. He wants to raise your faith. He wants to raise your trust. He wants to raise your level of obedience so that we step out in the faith that he's given us. He wants you to move forward. He wants you to advance. And that's the people who've been through a place of weeping. That's not your future. You will pass through it. Just keep your heart soft. Don't get dissed anything in a place of weeping. Don't get dismayed. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. pass through it and overcome it and turn it to rejoicing. That's the way to do it. We give thanks in all things. We rejoice. That's the way to do it. Simple. That's a choice, not a feeling. But it's simple. It's a simple choice to rejoice. Yeah? Lovely. God is good. So what is in our hearts has to be expressed outwardly in our lives. We press on. We advance. We don't just hold on to our ideas, our beliefs. We put them into practice. We move forward on them. Psalm 37, another important scripture here. This one deals with dismay. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they'll soon wither. Like green plants, they'll soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. And this is to a people who are discouraged, dismayed by what they see going on around them. Whoa. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let's never take that little verse and strip away the beginning, which is take delight in the Lord, because that's the condition. That's the condition. If we take, as we take, delight in the Lord, he puts a desire in your heart to see his kingdom come. There are things in your heart, Shane, you want to happen. God's given you those things. And as we water them and hold on to the hope of them, because the hope is a thing you think, oh, it hasn't happened yet. Will it ever happen, God? He gives you that desire, and then he fulfills that desire. He gives it and he fulfills it. There's a gap often, and we can fall away and lose it through dismay. But this scripture, the Psalm 37, is don't fret. Don't fret. Don't fret. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. He will give you, plant the desires in your heart and give you those desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still. Still yourself before the Lord and wait patiently for him. We were doing that in the prayer meeting, weren't we? Richard and I hadn't conferred about anything, but remarkable balance between what Richard carried on his heart to pray this morning and what the Lord's put on my heart to share. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. The meek, verse 11, will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. I'm just going to read that again. I just fluffed that line. The meek will inherit the land. What's the meek mean? Does it mean the wimps? Does it mean the weak? You know that word doesn't mean that. The word comes from the Greek for a horse, a stallion that's been broken. It's not been destroyed. Okay. It's been made usable. It's a wonderful horse, but it needs to be rideable. Jesus was meek. He was not weak. He'd submitted his will to the Father. He was magnificent. He was magnificent. And God sees you in Christ magnificent. The meek will inherit. Come on. Come on. It's good. And enjoy peace and prosperity. Yep, I'll have that. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. I'm still on Psalm 37. The law of the Lord is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. Verse 34, hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. He will. Keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart. Overcome, 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 overcome. It's yours. The kingdom's yours. The kingdom's yours. God's good. There's a lot of work in here about, a lot of words in here about making the ground firm. When Jesus tore that curtain veil in half, amazing, and Pastor Jonathan reminded us, which I didn't know, that it was 18 inches thick and it was ripped from the top and it was huge. Only God could do that. He made a permanent way. I mean, that can't be fixed. It was shredded. That way was made permanent. What is the difference between the God who made a way out of sin into his presence and making your way firm? Do you think somehow is less reliable now when it comes to you? You are at the center of his purposes and plan. Because the God loves you. So when you step out in obedience in the way he's got for you, he will make your path firm. He will establish your steps. Because the kingdom is like that. So let's step out. What has God put on your heart to step out into? Come on, Lord, stir some stuff now in people's hearts. Just ask you, Father, make it clear. What was a glimmer? What was a smell? What was an idea? What was a feeling? Make it clear. What do you want people to step out into here, Lord? Because you will establish it as we step out. Oh, God's good. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says it all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Where's Bernadette? Bernadette, we were talking earlier, weren't we? God, give me direction, make it specific. Okay, he will, just have to set out. We may like the boat, tack, and follow the wind. Go from the left and the right, but we're going that way. It may take a bit longer than we hoped. But we think, where's the wind blowing? I can smell the wind. I'm going to follow the wind. Set out. If God's put stuff on your heart, set out, and he will make your path straight. Don't expect a highly detailed ordnance survey map of where you're going and a sat-nav estimated time of arrival. Nice, but you won't get it. Just set out. Trust him. Trust him. And, well, we'll get on. I'm running ahead of myself here. Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The peace, the prosperity, the joy, the hope will be given to you as well. But what does it mean to seek first? It doesn't mean I'm going to do that first, and then I can get on and do my own thing. It doesn't mean I'm going to give him this year, and then the rest of the years are mine. Any more than I give him a tenth of my income, the rest of it is mine, I can do what I want with it. It's all his. So to seek first his kingdom is to always have his kingdom as our goal and our object, always, in all that we do, in everything that we do, in all that we are. The kingdom is first. Pleasing my God, the audience of one, when there's nobody looking, the audience of one. God, I want to please you with the attitude of my heart. I want to please you with the work of my hands, even if nobody ever celebrates it. It's the audience of one. Seek first, always first, the kingdom. And everything will be added to you because God's favor is on your life when you do that. Goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. Why? Because you're walking in the paths of righteousness. Is anybody excited? God's good. Come on. This is the Amplified version of Matthew 6:33. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. The God who makes our hearts straight will make our paths straight as we seek him first in all we are and all we do. Psalm 37 again. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. How do I know what's in my heart is from you, Lord? How do I know whether this desire is godly or just plain ambition? How do I know this comes from you? Is it a distraction from the enemy? Is it just my flesh? How do I know that, Lord? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Well, set out, catch the wind, be prepared to tack a bit, left and right. Doesn't matter. It's okay. You know where you... Just follow the wind, follow the breath of the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Let him lead you. Follow your heart and his heart. But there's something else you can do. Present yourself for refining. Present your heart for refining. Jesus said, how do we pray, Jesus? You pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are earth. my friend. You're dust, sanctified dust. God breathed dust. But you are earth, you're the elements of the earth. Everything that's in you is in the dust. So how do we begin with that prayer? We begin with me. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in this earth, this frame, this earth. It's going to go back to earth one day, this bit will, the rest of it won't. But just, Lord, while I'm here, make me some earthly use. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in this earth. Refine my heart, Lord. If you're going to get metal out of the ground, gold out of the ground, you have to blast the rock, you have to drill it out. You refine it by a mixture of chemicals and acid and fire. It's not nice. But people go to all of that trouble because somehow, somewhere within the base metal and the rock, they've caught a glimpse of gold. They've caught a glimpse of silver. They've caught a glimpse of glory. God looks at you and he sees more than a glimpse of gold and silver and glory. But are we going to spend our lives following our noses? I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to try this, I want to try that. Are we going to spend our lives in indecision? Was that your will? Was that my will? Is that the kingdom? Is that just my ambition? Or what are we going to do? We present that heart to be refined. You just picture this lump of metal and rock and stuff with a few flecks of gold in it. To get that out, it's got to go through quite a process, and that process ends with it being smelted. It ends with it being subjected to incredibly intense fire. And what comes out of it at the other end is glorious. And what God says is it is eternal. It's eternal. The hope of eternity that God has set in your heart, those flecks of gold in your heart, are eternally yours. Let's present our hearts to be refined, because I don't want to waste my life on my own ideas and ambitions. I don't want dead ends. I don't want frustration. I don't want failure. I don't want to be busy for the sake of being busy. I want to be fruitful for the kingdom. I want to be a good smell to God. It's quite hot here. I'm not sure I am a good smell at the moment. But I want my life to be good. I want him to be able to say to me, well done. I want treasure in heaven, which actually I think is other people. It's the people we share the life of God with. It's the people we bring into the kingdom. Because that's love. Love is never about the one person. It's always about the one person. It's actually always about the other. So the love God has put in your heart, the love God has for you, is for you to give to others. Because that's what love does. It always gives. So we need to present our hearts for refining. I just want to read to you a word which the Lord gave me. Just listen. Let him speak to you. You need to weigh every word that's given. Please do. You need to present those desires to me so I can refine them like silver and gold. They need to be tested, authenticated. Be willing for your lives to be authenticated. Be willing to let go. Bring me your desires so they can be tested. Present them to me. Be willing to hand them over, to release them to me. Don't fall for the enemy's lie that I will take away what is precious to leave you as slaves. It's my desire to raise you up, but to raise you up as sons in my image rather than your own. To take what is base metal with traces of silver and gold and refine that rock to produce from it treasures for my temple. To truly get the desire of your heart, you must be willing to hand that desire over to the author of those desires for authentication. You must be willing to risk all to get all. Let me take what is base and turn it into pure gold. Let me put your heart through the refiner's fire. Surrender yourself to my hand of love and my heart of love, and let me take you and make of you something that is glorious. In these days I will establish your paths as you step out in me. As you step out in faith, trust, and obedience, I will establish your paths. I will make your ways firm, straight, and true. As my ways become your ways, and the desires of your heart become my desires, as you yield your hearts and your ways to me, so I will establish you, and you will be built up. The enemy lies that as you surrender yourself and yield to me, you'll lose out. But as you yield your life and walk that out in faith, trust, and obedience, you will gain everything. You will be my true sons, my true children, the inheritors of my heart and of my hand. And I will establish you. Often we seek God's hand. We want him to do things. God always says, seek my heart. You have my heart, you get my hand. As God becomes our object, our treasure, and our goal, he will bless our lives and make them fruitful. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You will grow in the grace that you walk in. God has graced each of us in different ways in the body. Some of it's to do with the longing that we have in our hearts for his kingdom. Some of it we're putting into practice. But God has graced each of you, each of us, in different ways within the body. Walk in it, and you will grow in it. You will grow in it. You will grow in it. Just keep going. Enlarge your tent. I had a picture a couple of weeks ago of a rectangle with extruded corners. And what's that mathematically, that figure? Anybody know? Colin, you're going to know. Okay. That, thank you. I had a vision of pincushion distortion. That's it. That's the one. That'll do. So in my vision of pincushion distortion, it was like when you're folding up a tent or unfolding a tent, you spread it out, it's never quite square. But the sense was that in this picture that I had, extend it, extend it, extend it, extend it. And as you know, this comes from Isaiah 54. I felt the Lord say to us as a congregation, applies to individuals, everything always does, but to us as a congregation, enlarge the corners of your tent, stretch them out. Here's Isaiah 54, first three verses. Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Now, we've heard that scripture before in church. Next verse. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Church, let's raise our expectations. Can we do that? Let's raise our expectations. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. What does God ask us to do? Not just believe it, but stretch it out. Lengthen it. Extend it. Take action. Faith without action isn't faith. The beginning of that chapter, sing, O barren woman, the scripture God gave Caiaphas about the time we were setting up the church here. And we were talking earlier about dismay, and that can hold us back. We can be robbed by that discouragement. And yet God's message to the woman who doesn't have a child, who has never had a child, is sing now and rejoice now, before you're even pregnant, because God will do it. We don't wait for the results before we give thanks to God. It's the giving thanks to God that prepares our hearts for God to do the work. It's the rejoicing in the Lord ahead of time. It's the celebrating what God has done in the Spirit, because we've seen it with the eyes of faith before we see it with our eyes. This is such a key to moving on with God. It's such a key to keeping on going with God. It's the answer to dismay, discouragement, and all those disses. It's to rejoice in the Lord always. So, Father, we just ask you right now, Lord, what way, Father, are you asking us to extend the corners of our tents? Father, you've put desires in our hearts, Lord. You've put desires in us as a congregation to grow in this place. Show us how we can play a part in extending that. Because that's what you're saying, I believe. Father, you've put desires in each of our hearts, Lord. Father, show us now, Lord, as we present those desires, the sense we have that there are flecks of gold and silver in this thing, to you to refine. As we present them to you to refine, Lord, we just say, Father, how can we advance in the things you've put on each of our hearts, all of our hearts and each of our hearts? How can we advance? Because your kingdom is always, always, always advancing. Can we just stand on our feet, please? Let's just respond. We're going to take communion shortly. If you feel you need grace for something, that's the time to put it into practice and do the deal with God. Okay, and we know we can just do that through prayer, but actually getting the bread, taking the wine is a way of saying it is done. Okay, so if you feel you need grace, don't wait, but seal the deal in a minute when we take communion. But Lord, we just want to say to you, Father, we are not those who are dismayed and shrink back. We are not. Come on, say, I am not.
I am not.
That's it. Amen. Lord, we are those who will fix our eyes on Jesus and run that race until we finish it. We are those who are going to press on and take hold, lay hold of all that you have for us, Lord. We won't settle. We won't settle for comfort. Lord God, we won't settle for a little. We're not going to settle for flecks of gold. Father God, refine us like pure gold. Make something wonderful from us, Lord God. We can't do that ourselves. But we give you our hearts and the desires of our hearts. Father God, we know there's gold and silver in there. We just ask you, Lord, make it wonderful. Do what you have to do. Lord God, break it up, put on acid, put it in the fire. Father, that's what has to happen. But we've already died with Christ. We've already died with Christ. And we share in his resurrection. Thank you, Lord God. Is there a place of weeping here? It's time to pass through. Father, we declare, Lord, that for those who are going through and have been going through and may have been going through for some time a place of weeping, it is time to pass through. And Lord, we and you together we'll turn that place of weeping into a place of springs. You'll do it as we yield, as we give our hearts to you, Lord, as we guard our hearts, as we turn pain into thanksgiving and praise. You'll turn weeping into joy. You'll do it, Lord. We do it with you. Father, and we just declare for those who have been going through a place of weeping that it will become as we yield. As we rejoice, as we trust, as we keep going, as we choose to press through and don't lay down under it, it will become a place of refreshment, not just for us, but the pain that we've gone through and the hope that we've found in going through it will lift others out of it too. That's how your kingdom works. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the places of weeping we have passed through. We thank you that we've passed through them. And we declare today is a time of passing through weeping and a time of a place of springs, in Jesus' name. Have we shrunk back through dismay or discouragement? Well, Lord, we're on our feet. And Father, we feel the ground beneath our feet. I know I do this most times, just feel the ground beneath your feet. There are things in your heart that you long for, that God has put in there. Hey, You walk, he'll make them firm. You walk, he'll establish you. You walk, it will happen. It isn't going to close. You're not. It's not quicksand. It's not going to swallow you up. The temple veil did not stitch itself back together again. It was torn open. God opened a way and he is making a way. It will be established if it's God. So Lord, refine us. Refine us. We won't hold back what we don't know. We will catch the wind and we will put one foot in front of the other and travel hopefully towards what you've got for us, allowing you to change our course and direct us. We're not going to sit and wait. But Father God, we know that as we seek you first and your kingdom first, in the same way as you establish your kingdom, you'll establish your kingdom through us and in us, in this earth and on this earth, as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.